Hello and welcome to Touch Studio. In this video, you'll learn how to use the action editor and the expression editor. And without further talking, let's get to the coding. So here we are in the action editor with an empty action called Hello World. And we're going to write the famous Hello World program in Touch Studio now. So you can see you have the program text here. And you also have the action bar. The important button here in the action bar is the play button where you can run the action. In this case, it does nothing. So let's make it more interesting. In order to come back to the editor, press the hardware back button. All right. How do you add statements in Touch Studio? It's a simple tap-tap motion. Tap to zoom in, and tap a second time to select the statement. We do that because when you have a large program with a lot of statement, it's hard to pinpoint the statement on the first tap. So tap and tap again to select the statement. Now you have different things you can do here: cut, copy, paste, edit, but also plus, which allows you to add a new statement. So let's do that. And what we're going to add is an assignment statement. So we're going to create a variable where we're going to store the Hello World string. Now we're in this new editor called the calculator, and Touch Studio already pre-populated the expression with an assignment to a new local. So now we need to add a new string, and you do that from the calculator buttons. There is a specialized button for strings. So let's do this one. This takes you to the string editor, and we're just going to write Hello World. Once you're done with the string, press the hardware back button to save that. We're happy with our statement. We're going to press the hardware back button again to go back to the action editor. You can see now that we have a statement in our actions. We can actually run it. Of course, nothing happens. We just assign a statement in a local. So we need to tell Touch Studio to print it to the wall. In order to do that, we're going to add a new statement. So tap, tap, and then plus again. And we're just going to add a statement. And you can see now that we want to reference an action from S, our little local. And there are those little buttons here that show you what you're most likely interested to use. In this case, S is on top. I can just click here. And I'm going to look at a method called post to wall. And it's here. Whoops. In fact, I pressed the wrong button. Let's delete that. If you wouldn't find the method you look for here, press on the dot, 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 which takes you to the full list of methods supported by this type. In this case, we have to scroll down all the way to post to wall. Where is it? I'm going to put post to wall. Back button to commit the change. And then if you press play, you just implemented Hello World in Touch Studio. Let's make it even more interesting and post the string in a loop. Again, what we're going to do is add a new statement. There is a shortcut for that. It's this plus button on the application bar. So do that. And we're going to add a for loop. When you edit a for loop, you need to provide the upper bound. The rest is fixed. So we want to print Hello World 10 times. Hardware back button to commit. And then go back to the editor. And then the next thing we're going to do is cut this statement and paste it in the middle of the loop. So we tap, tap to go to the statement, press on cut, it's gone. Then tap, tap in the body of the for loop and paste it again. And now when we run again, we have 10 times Hello World, we're happy. And that concludes this demo. Have fun with Touch Studio.